How in the world did you know where we are?
Isadora said.
We don't even know where we are.
You're in a secret passageway inside 667 Dark Avenue, Klaus said. But we didn't know you'd be here. We were just trying to find out what Gunther, that's what Olaf is calling himself now, was up to, and our search led us all the way down here.
I know what he's calling himself, Duncan said, and I know what he's up to.
He shuddered and opened his notebook, which the Baudelaires remembered was dark green, but looked black in the gloom.
Every second we spend with him, all he does is brag about his horrible plans, and when he's not looking, I write down everything he tells us so I don't forget it. Even though I'm a kidnap victim, I'm still a journalist.
And I'm still a poet,
Isadora said, and opened her notebook, which the Baudelaires remembered was black, but now looked even blacker.
Listen to this. On auction day, when the sun goes down, Gunther will sneak us out of town.
How will he do that?
Violet asked.
The police have been informed of your kidnapping and are on the lookout.
I know,
Duncan said.
Gunther wants to smuggle us out of the city and hide us away on some island where the police won't find us. He'll keep us on the island until we come of age, and he can steal the Quagmire sapphires. Once he has our fortune, he says he'll take us and...
Don't say it!
Isadora cried, covering her ears.
He's told us so many horrible things. I can't stand to hear them again.
Don't worry, Isadora, Klaus said. We'll alert the authorities, and they'll arrest him before he can do anything.
But it's almost too late,
Duncan said.
The inn auction is tomorrow morning. He's going to hide us inside one of the items and have one of his associates place the highest bid.
Which item?
Violet asked. Duncan flipped the pages of his notebook, and his eyes widened as he reread some of the wretched things Gunther had said.
I don't know, he said. He's told us so many haunting secrets, Violet. So many awful schemes. All the treachery he has done in the past, and all he's planning to do in the future, it's all here in this notebook, from VFD all the way to this terrible auction plan.
We'll have plenty of time to discuss everything, Klaus said. But in the meantime, let's get you out of this cage before Gunther comes back. Violet, do you think you can pick this lock?
Violet took the lock in her hands and squinted at it in the gloom.
It's pretty complicated, she said.
He must have bought himself some extra difficult locks after I broke into that suitcase of his when we were living with Uncle Monty.
If I had some tools, maybe I could invent something, but there's absolutely nothing down here.
Aquan?
Sunny asked, which meant something like, could you saw through the bars of the cage?
Not saw, Violet said, so quietly that it was as if she was talking to herself.
I don't have the time to manufacture a saw, but maybe...
Her voice trailed off, but the other children could see in the gloom that she was tying her hair up in a ribbon to keep it out of her eyes.
Look, Duncan, Isadora said, she's thinking up an invention. We'll be out of here in no time.
Every night since we've been kidnapped, Duncan said, we've been dreaming of the day when we would see Violet Baudelaire inventing something that could rescue us.
If we're going to rescue you in time, Violet said, thinking furiously, then my siblings and I have to climb back up to the penthouse right away.
Isadora looked nervously around the tiny dark room.
You're going to leave us alone?
She asked. If I'm going to invent something to get you out of that cage, Violet replied, I need all the help I can get. So Klaus and Sunny have to come with me. Sunny, start climbing. Klaus and I will be right behind you.
Oh, no, Sue,
Sunny said, which meant, yes, ma'am. And Klaus lifted her up to the end of the rope so she could begin the long, dark climb back up to the squalor's apartment. Klaus began climbing right behind her, and Violet clasped hands with her friends.
We'll be back as soon as we can, she promised. Don't worry, Quagmires.
You'll be out of danger before you know it.
In case anything goes wrong,
Duncan said, flipping to a page in his notebook,
like it did the last time, let me tell you.
Violet placed her finger on Duncan's mouth.
Shush, she said. Nothing will go wrong this time, I swear it. But if it does, Duncan said, you should know about VFD before the auction begins.
Don't tell me about it now, Violet said. We don't have time. You can tell us when we're all safe and sound.
The eldest Baudelaire grabbed the end of the extension cord and started to follow her siblings.
I'll see you soon,
she called down to the quagmires, who were already fading into the darkness as she began her climb.
I'll see you soon,
she said again, just as she lost all sight of them.